Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 299. That's supposed to be a drum roll, and now that I think about it, I don't know why I'm drum rolling to 299. The big one is next week in episode 300, the big 300, which is crazy. Thank you all so much for helping me get here. Seriously, this show obviously wouldn't exist without you, because there would be no questions. So thank you for everybody who has submitted a question. Thank you for those of you who have listened. Awesome. Here's today's question from Laurence.
Hey, Pat. This is Laurence Bradford from the site Learn to Code with Me. First off, I just want to give a huge thank you for being such an inspiration. If you even have the chance to look at my site, you'll see that a lot of the aspects of it are inspired by you. For instance, the getting started page, my resource page, and the affiliate disclaimer page that I have. Of course, I've modified it to fit my, you know, purposes and my own, you know, site, but you were the initial inspiration. Like you, I really want to be as transparent as possible with the people who read my site. With that being said, I would love to start doing income reports. However, I'm really not generating that much revenue right now from my affiliate links. Maybe about $100 every month, give or take. And I have, you know, a few different sources of the affiliate links, a few programs that I'm in, and they're all pretty much, you know, code related. So my basic question is, how soon should someone start an income report? I know the answer could vary, but I was thinking maybe waiting till I was making at least 1,000 or, you know, a few hundred a month. I just would love your thoughts on that. So keep up the great work. I love the Ask Pat show. I love the Smart Passive Income podcast. And I also love now the one-day business breakthrough. So I'm completely addicted, and you have enough, you know, coming out every day to get me at the gym, so it's easier for me to work out. Anyway, thank you and have a good one.
Hey, Laurence, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate all your support and everything that you said, and especially that, like, I'm helping you get to the gym. I think that's really cool. You're actually not the first person to tell me that. So for those of you who are out there listening to the gym right now, keep up the good work. You know, run a little harder or do a few more reps for Pat today. You know, finish off the week strong. So again, thank you for the question. So let's talk about income reports for a little bit. You know, I started writing income reports when I started Smart Passive Income, actually, the first month in October 2008. And that was the first month after I just done so well on Green Exam Academy and having a really incredible launch of my ebook there. And I wanted to share just everything, exactly how it all went down, including down to the penny, how much I made and how many sales I had. And I was only going to do it for a month or two, but then the response was just incredible. And people were saying, oh my gosh, I've never seen anything like this before, especially in the space where most people in the online marketing, internet business world were kind of just, you know, hiding all that thing or just sharing, you know, no numbers at all, but just, you know, talking the talk, but not really walking the talk or walking the walk. And so I kept it up, and I've kept it up ever since. And February's income report is going to come out next week, actually, if you're listening to this by the time this comes out. Or actually, it has come out already. I'm sorry. So check it out on the blog, smartpassiveincome.com. But anyway, I've seen income reports coming into the spotlight now on a lot of sites, which is really cool. Now, I think it's really awesome, especially on internet marketing sites or sites where you're trying to teach somebody how to make money and stuff, because that only proves yourself, and it provides authenticity and transparency, which people can generate a relationship with you with, because you're showing trust and that you are open and honest. And I've also seen income reports on sites not really related to internet marketing, like on pinchofyum.com, who I featured in a recent episode of the Smart Passive Income podcast. They produce an income report as well. Now, I will say that I've also seen in some people in the internet marketing space produce an income report who are trying to teach people how to make money, and they have yet to make money themselves. And by producing an income report showing that, it's working against their message. First of all, those people necessarily shouldn't be focusing on teaching people how to make money if they haven't yet made money themselves. But you're teaching coding, and so this is different. So I think what might be more interesting is a report related to something that you're doing that you can track every single month. And I've known a few people to do this. Somebody really close to me, Chris Ducker, did this back in 2010, I believe, when he had his virtual lifestyle website, when he was working on taking himself out of the CEO role and becoming a virtual CEO, meaning he was going to work hard on not getting into the office as much and staying home with his family more. And every month he was tracking not his income, but how many hours he was spending at the office. And every month it would just go down, 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 down until he became a virtual CEO, where he only spends just a few hours a month in his office now, because he can do everything remotely from his home, and he has a team working for him doing a lot of the hard things that he used to do himself that he didn't need to do himself. And for him, it took burnout sort of to figure out all this out, and this is what started this track and this journey for him, and he started to keep track of this. And this was really, really interesting. And I think the fact that he was tracking it, you know, one of the cool things about this income report or these reports in general are that these are things that come out every month and people look forward to them. They see the progress from one month to another. You can track, you can make conclusions based off of trends and things like that. So I'm curious, Lawrence, if there's something you could do, not income related, because I agree with you, you know, showing that you're only making $100 a month when, you know, your audience may not necessarily care at that point, especially in the beginning. It might not be the right move. And for many people, it's not the right move yet. But I feel like once you get to a point in terms of the number of audience members that you have and also the money that you're making, I think at that point you can turn around and say, you know what? I just wanted to be honest with all of you guys. I am making money from the site. And I want to thank you guys for that, because you guys are helping me out and you're helping me help you out more. And I think that's really cool. And so I think, you know, I feel like 1,000 in this particular situation. I mean, like you said, it's going to be different all around. But I think if you wanted to report your income, maybe a good goal for you to have is to get to 1,000. So get to 1,000, you know, do it. And then you can do this. And that would be a cool reward for you and your audience, for you to kind of put that message out there and be like, hey, guys, like, I'm teaching you guys coding. I wanted to show you how much I'm making, because this is like my life now. And I do this to make a living. And I'm just so thankful for you. And when you get to that point, you know, oftentimes those people will be like, oh, wow, like, I'm actually supporting you and this is awesome and we're working together and I'm helping you, you're helping me. And they're often going to look for ways to pay you back even more and increase that monthly income report for you. But I also want to make sure and pitch this idea of having these reports that are different than income. Is there something in your particular area that you can track that would be really interesting for your audience to follow? I mean, what if it was lines of code? I don't know. I'm just spitballing here, but what if you tracked, for example, Lawrence, how many lines of code you created each month, and then people can compare and then comment on how many lines of code they did and try to, I mean, maybe you can have a, you know, how there's like a writing contest in November where everybody tries to write 50,000 words. I think it's, I don't remember the name of that. Let me look it up on Google right now. 50,000 words November. What is that called? That's called National Novel Writing Month. So NoRIMO, I think, is what the sort of short version of this. NoRIMO. Yeah. NaNoWriMo. So NaNoWriMO.org. Anyway, that's sort of random. And yes, I used Airtime to search that up. But point being, maybe like with the number of words we're keeping track of every day, you can have your audience and yourself keep track of how many lines of code you're writing every day. And maybe there can be some cool correlations and contests. And maybe you have a National Coding Month. You know, I don't know. Just thinking out loud. So if anybody else out there has any ideas, you can use the hashtag AskPat299 and we can continue this conversation on Twitter. Again, hashtag AskPat299 and help out Laurence and we can come up with some more ideas, actually. But what do you think about this income report? Do you agree doing it at $100 a month? Maybe not the right thing yet, unless you were somebody, for example, who was starting a personal finance site. And then it would be really interesting if you were in debt, for example, to show where you're at now and just how you're kind of chipping away at that. And I think that in that scenario, for example, would be worth doing right away because you're showing people the journey. In your case, Laurence, it didn't sound like you're showing people necessarily the journey. Or maybe you are. But, I mean, what do you guys think? Hashtag AskPat299. Laurence, I hope this helps you out a little bit. And I want you all to consider how you might be able to create reports because they're one of the coolest things I've done on Smart Passive Income. But I've also seen a lot of people use different kinds of reports to really make a cool connection and a cool thing that people can look forward to every month on their own sites too. So Laurence, an AskPat t-shirt is headed your way. Thank you again for the question today. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to AskPat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. And as always, I want to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Peter T. McIntyre. He says, "Confidence comes not from always being right, but from not fearing to be wrong." Sweet. Awesome. Thank you guys so much. And I appreciate all your votes over at podcastawards.com. Smart Passive Income is nominated for a business award at the 10th annual Podcast Awards. I'm going to be at NMX where they announce the winners. I'll be keynoting that event and I could use your help. Head on over to podcastawards.com and look under the business category and vote for Smart Passive Income. It would help out so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I'll see you next week in another episode of Ask Pat and the 300th episode of Ask Pat. Thank you again so much for helping me get here. And here's to another 299. Peace. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.